Agenda item six, we can get a Quail Valley update, Joe.
Okay, so I'm going to have John Ward and Paul Javier provide you an update on where we are.
Wonderful.
The privilege of providing the grant and construction progress update for the Quail Valley area. I have to mention this is absolutely a team project. Engineering, planning, field engineering, public affairs, real property, and my department have pursued external funding. I did a lot of the heavy lifting to get us where we're at today. So we have a positive story for you today and progress on the entire community in terms of environmental. So just for background, if you recall, the Quail Valley it's roughly 4,400 population, about 1,400 homes on septic tanks. They were developed from the 1930s through recently, and mostly all of the homes were county subdivided, Riverside County approved, and county septic tank designed and constructed and permitted. Unfortunately, the rocky soil and the density of the homes that have developed out there resulted in ongoing septic tank failures, even including water quality concerns. And just for reference, you'll see the district boundary just south, and south and downstream of the Quail Valley community is the city of Canyon Lake, which is also a drinking water reservoir for El Centro Valley. So a lot of State Water Resource Control Board and Regional Board priority, as well as EMWD Board priority, to correct these failing septic tanks. This couldn't have been accomplished without the pipeline and physical infrastructure to get to that community. So what you see on this eye chart is a very large extended area. Starting from the east to the west, we have the Audie Murphy Ranch Development. EMWD partnered with the Audie Murphy Ranch Development for some of the infrastructure, including a rather large regional sewer lift station and large transmission pipes through that development along Normandy Road and then up through Getz Road. And that allowed a gravity system to be constructed into the area you see in yellow, which is defined as Subarea 9, Phase 1. Happy to report that all of that infrastructure is complete. Recently closed out the contract for the regional sewer lift station and is performing very well. In terms of Subarea 9 Phase 1, we included these images just to give the board a perspective of what happens when a county-driven development now needs to be converted to a sanitary sewer solution, if you will. Very, very large construction equipment on old, thin pavement, previous Riverside County roads, now the City of Menifee roads, to get through the rock, to get through a gravity sewer system, a relatively deep sewer system. We had to close a number of the roads, bring in the large excavators, and proceed right through the center of that community. Just to make it more of a distraction, we had the contractor pipe right up to the front doorstep of many of these residents. So you see that in the middle photo, a 4-inch sewer lateral was extended beyond the right-of-way onto private property and up to, again, sometimes the front doorstep or sometimes around the side yard into the backyard of some of these property owners. All that was accomplished under a recorded and notarized septic-to-sewer agreement that we executed through our property and public affairs departments that would protect the district, notify that property owner of the ongoing efforts on their property, what to expect, and then notify all future owners. This recorded document will run with the property. And the reason that's so important is not only do they assume liability for the operation of that off-site lateral, but we're leaving the abandoned septic tank in place in the backyard. So any house improvements or pool or anything else that needs to be constructed, as they pull a permit, they'll see this record and document of the abandoned septic tank in the backyard. And then the image on the right is a finished product through partnership with the City of Menifee, recognizing that heavy equipment was going to damage both sides of the lanes of each of those roads. We did a side agreement where the City of Menifee contributed their side of the surface repavement, and we actually increased the pavement thickness by a 2-inch overlay.
Rather than grind an overlay and replace it in kind, we did an added overlay and really pleased with the final product there. This is sub-area 9, phase 1. This is what we're happy to call our success map because through the efforts of public government affairs, through the outreach to the numerous public meetings that took place, we earned the trust of the property owners, the residents, and have them execute the septic to sewer agreement, committed to a responsible installation of the sewer system. And again, really happy to report that we received all 149 agreements that were executed. We connected 149 homes. We abandoned those same septic tanks. And in terms of abandonment, we required the contractor to pump the tanks, punch out the bottoms of those septic tanks, and then refill them with a consolidated soil fill, condensed CFD, controlled density fill back to the top of the septic tank. And then, of course, restore any type of damage that we did to their landscaping, their retaining walls, their lawn, their concrete. So we had to restore it to pre-construction condition. All that has been completed. The lots you see in yellow are undeveloped. They're vacant lots. And the project constructed a lateral to the property line. So when those properties are improved, those owners would have to come in and pay the current connection fee rate to connect to that pipe. And do so without having to tear up that newly finished pavement. So, with that, the good news is that the project went very smoothly. We came in under budget. We're not here asking the board to authorize a change order on the original board appropriation. But we do want to notify the board that we have remaining grant funds. And so, with that, I do want to introduce some of the key matters in my department. So, you know, Ms. Bonnie Wright, our grants and loan manager. Bonnie, raise your hand. So Bonnie takes the board strategic priority to aggressively pursue external funding to heart. I'm very glad she's on our side and don't have to negotiate her salary. That's very sure what she does. But she went out and said, really, to take the it doesn't hurt to ask approach, and went to the State Water Resource Control Board and said, look, this project's more expensive than we thought. We may be coming in short, and what can you do for us? And to that, the State Water Resource Control Board increased the award amount by another $1.9 million. So substantial gain, and what it allowed us to do is to not just complete the 149 homes, but then have a balance of grant funds remaining. And then we turn to Bonnie's counterpart, which is Ms. Rhonda Blumenbaugh. Raise your hand, right? She's also our project control manager within my department. And said, now what? What's the most respectful, responsible thing to do on behalf of the customers? And so Rhonda also took the same approach. It doesn't hurt to ask. And contacted the state control board, the region board, and through shuffling the categories and then all of the awarded funds, was able to free up some of the grant terms and allowed us to consider an extension of the sewer pipe and in fact, basically an extension and improvement of this septic to sewer project. So it does two things. It allows us to maximize the use of external funding and allows us to abandon another 9 septic tanks. So the very next street that was available to us immediately west of the current boundary of phase one is La Cresta Drive. We evaluated what we could do with the remaining funds, how many homes could be maximized in terms of connected and septic tanks abandoned. La Cresta Drive really stuck out to us as the most appropriate street that we should be extending up against. And with that, we'll be able to connect 9 more homes, abandon 9 tanks, and actually run laterals to 9 undeveloped lots. So the good news is that Environmental Regulatory Compliance, Al Javier's department, included this street in the original CEQA MND. It allowed us to proceed into construction. The other good news is through the outreach meetings, we met some of the property owners of the undeveloped lots along the Cresta Drive. They had approached the district and said, look, what about us? Could you guys extend it? Engineering proceeded with a prelim design of that sewer system, what it might look like. When they got their quote, they said, well, maybe later, but The good news is with that, we had a nice final design on the prep. It was really teed up and ready to go. Can reach out to the property owners, to public governmental affairs. Dill Engineering reached out to Downey Construction. They were open to the idea. They gave us a change order of cost. We negotiated down to $383,000. And again, more importantly, we reached out to our state and regional board stakeholders to make sure that they were supportive of this extension. We wanted to make sure that we meet their obligation of funding and that we don't stick our neck out too far. And I can tell you, they were incredibly supportive of the district's initiative here. So this is the project funding status. Again, not only are we coming under budget, but through the efforts of staff, the additional grant funds. Two numbers to point out, the State Water Resource Control Board grant jumped from $8 million to $9.98. That was the request that Bob made of them. They came through for us. Santa Ana Region Water Quality Control Board continues to funnel their supplemental environmental project funds to EMWD, noting Quail Valley as a priority, and they've committed to continue to do just that. AMR contribution actually was a little bit less because that project also came in under budget. You'll see the Crescent extension at $570,000. That's total cost, all of the support costs, engineering, design, inspection, survey. So Public Government Affairs and Anvil Property have already secured 8 out of the 9 agreements. I understand the 9th will be signed today. Building engineering staff have amended the construction support contract for survey and soils. Contractor has already received the encroachment permit from the City of Menifee, and again, we enjoy outstanding support from the City of Menifee, including that payment contribution. And the construction has proceeded up the Cresta Drive and has begun to extend onto the private property for those lots that have a secure agreement in place. And that final bullet says, well, construction connection may take 90 days. It's proceeding extremely quickly. We expect to be done within 30 days of final payment striking. It may take longer, but that's our current forecast. So, again, we've enjoyed incredible support from the board through this effort. It allows staff to do their best of their best jobs. It's really one of the most responsible efforts. And in terms of public health correction, this is one that speaks very, very closely to our mission statement. So staff is engaged and committed and continue to do good things out there. With that, I'll take any questions as it relates to the grants or the construction project.
I had a question. The FPCs for the original Subregion 9, I guess, those were paid.
They paid and funded through the State Water Resource Control Board.
That applies to these 9 as well?
It does. And we there are some funds that are not fully covered, but they are going to be committed to be reimbursed by the State Water Resource Control Board. And again, we recently reached out and were approached by the State Regional Board to say, look, we have another $130,000. It was a penalty paid by another water district. Well, Valley is our priority for reimbursement, and we're working with them to get those funds. So we're ahead and committed to this project.
And Director Sawson, those are for occupied lots only.
Right. Not
yes.
They can, right. People that are already impacting the...
Correct.
All right, gotcha. That's great.
Any other questions?
No, I just think it's incredible what you and Bonnie and Rania and the whole EMW team has done. The Quail Valley residents are now, you know, they have more than hope that something's going to happen. It has happened, and you know, they have hope that we'll be able to do something sometime in the future because of this, because of Subarea 4, and I think that we're, you know, Bonnie and the team is going to see if we can't get some planning grant or something to start that up there. So I just can't say enough for what your team has done. And the City of Menifee, they're sort of in awe at what EMWD has been able to do up there. So it's really been beneficial and impressive to everyone in the community. And I thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, Jim here. I have an update on the regional water quality board and specifically for the Quail Valley.
Yes.
There's a prohibition on there, but they're looking at an amendment to that prohibition. So as you know, the Quail Valley prohibition, there was a resolution R8-2006-0024 that was established by the State and Regional Water Quality Control Board that prohibited any new septic systems in the Quail Valley starting in 2007. The only way the prohibition could be lifted is that if there was a sewering service that was in sub-area 4 and 9 of the Quail Valley area for that. So recently, the regional board had a meeting on May 3rd, and it was an update on the Quail Valley. What they looked at specifically was an amendment to the septic tank prohibition. What this was an informational item only. So this was just a proposal for the new amendment to the prohibition. There was no board action taken, but it's just informational for that. In addition to the regional board meeting, we gave an update to the sub-area 9. As John said, we had completed that. We indicated the completion of that project. But Cresta was not included because we were still in negotiation at that time for the funding for that area. So the proposed amendment to the septic tank prohibition, the recommendation by staff is that a minimum lot size of 3.25 acres for a conventional system would be allowed. So there's a change from the prohibition of no new septic system to allow septic systems that have acreage that are greater than 3.25. In addition, they're proposing allowance of an advanced treatment unit for a septic tank. This would have a nitrogen removing type of system. These would be required on less than the minimum lot size of 3.25, and it has to be proven scientifically or by through the theory of evidence of that, that it could do that. The amount of undeveloped lots that were greater than 3.25 or 35 acres, 35 lots, that would be affected on this new amendment to the prohibition. So these lots would be allowed to be used using a septic system on it. So it would be looking for a certain amount of these. And it's not only in certain areas, it's throughout all Quail Valley. So with that, that was the update from the regional board on their proposed amendment to the prohibition. And I'll take any questions on that.
Al, do you know when the regional board is going to notify the city that there's some allowable uses up there?
They're planning to get that done by the end of the year to look at the amendment and bring it to the board.
So there's a certain process that the board has to go through to
yes, they already
make
did
that
the
change?
Notice. They did the notice already. That was about a couple months ago that they did a notice, and they did a town hall meeting on that. So they're in the process of doing that. This was actually the first meeting that they actually provided their defined proposal.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. With that, we will go to agenda item 7, which is a receive and file. I'll accept a motion and a second for the approval of items 7A through 7B.
Move approval.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. With that, we'll go to the calendar review.
Good morning, President Sullivan, members of the board. I have a short calendar report for you today, beginning on page 2. We have the board's master calendar for the next 2 weeks. Beginning with tomorrow, Thursday, June 6th, we have, Director Pauly has a meeting with IDE for the district at 8:30 a.m. The board admin committee meeting is scheduled for 4 p.m. tomorrow as well for Directors Pauly and Sullivan. On Monday, June 10th and Tuesday, June 11th, the MET committee and board meetings will be held for Director Records calendar. Tuesday, June 11th, the joint meeting with Elsinore Valley Water District will be held in Lake Elsinore at their office, and that's Tuesday, June 11th at 3:30 p.m. for Directors Corona and Pauly. On Wednesday, June 12th, Director Slauson has a Director's Advisory Committee meeting in Marina Valley at the Town Gate Community Center. That begins at 6 p.m. On Thursday, June 13th, the Rancho California Water District Board meeting will take place at 8:30 a.m. Director Corona is scheduled to attend. On Thursday, June 13th as well, we have the Board Planning Committee meeting at 3:30 p.m. for Directors Corona and Record. And the Winchester Municipal Advisory Council at 6:30 p.m. for Director Pauly.
Correct.
The BIA Legislative Affairs Committee luncheon featuring Congressman Ken Calvert will be held Friday, June 14th at the Riverside Convention Center, and that's at 11:30 a.m. Directors Pauley and Sullivan are scheduled to attend.
Correct.
On Monday, June 17th, Director Corona has his update meeting with the General Manager in Temecula at 7:30 a.m. For Director Pauley's calendar on the 17th as well, we have the CalDESAL Executive Committee teleconference at 11 a.m. And Director Pauley will also attend the Valleywide Park and Recreation District Board meeting that evening at 5:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, June 18th, Director Sullivan is scheduled to attend the SAFA Commission meeting at 9:30 a.m. On page 3, we have upcoming some future events for the board's consideration. We have one seat remaining for the June 20th WRCOG General Assembly, and that's being held at Pechanga. And we have the upcoming Riverside County Water Task Force meeting. That's June 28th at 7:30 a.m. Director Pauley is scheduled to attend. Thank you, Director Sawson.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thank you, Director Sullivan. And moving to the upcoming board meetings for the next 3 months, the board meetings are on schedule as listed. The board committee meetings are also listed, as well as the joint interagency meetings, going to page 4. Are there any questions or additions to the calendar? That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Okay, with that, we'll go to the director's calendars reviews on meetings attended. Steve?
Okay. The first one is Ranch California Water District meeting on May 16th. I gave a very short report to Rancho Water on things going on here at Eastern. Annual Solar Cup event. Of course, that's just an absolutely fun event that I love going to. Some of the folks from Temecula were a little confused. They thought I was still with Rancho. Obviously didn't vote in one election, so they were surprised. But it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, the Solar Cup recognition event the other night here at Eastern. A lot of happy people and smiles. And I just love seeing these kids coming in, and a lot of them never tried anything like this, and they come out. I think they come out changed people, really. You know, they've never done any construction or anything else like that. Also, the annual Solar Cup event, I ended up having to do a surprise interview in Spanish that my wife volunteered me for, and. I guess I did okay, but I warned her that this is field Spanish. This is not expert, but it turned out okay. So that's mine.
Super. Great. As Director Corona just mentioned, the annual Solar Cup event was there on Saturday, and it was, as he mentioned, another great event, and it is fun to see all these young people out there enthused about science. CalDESAL Executive Teleconference Committee, we got an update on legislation. It has to do with DESAL throughout the state and some other water legislation. The Ahimat San Jacinto Water Master meeting got a good update on from Jeff Wall on some of the repair work that Eastern has done after the rain events in February, that we've got that almost those ponds and the infrastructure put back together, and that was I think the Water Master Board's very impressed and pleased with Eastern's progress on that. I was unable to attend the California Agricultural Meeting, the Solar Cup Student Recognition event. I just want to say it was Malia's very last event with Eastern, and I cannot say enough about all the good stuff Malia did when she was here. So I was very happy to be there on her very last event, and she was a trooper till the end, and Ron did a wonderful job of recognizing her at the end of that event. So
thank you.
I was unable to attend the Orange County Water Summit for the bi-monthly meeting with the general manager. My schedule got a little busy, so we will reschedule that.
Okay, Director Record. Standing committee and board meetings set much falls on May 13th and 14th. They should have a report. May 21st was an MWD Water Authority settlement discussion. And then May 23rd, the LARTA conference at UCR, gaining ground through innovation and collaboration. I thought it was a good event, well attended, and some good discussion. May 24th, I was in Blythe for a meeting with the Chico State Ag Regenerative Initiative Group and Heyday Farms to talk about a proposed pilot for management of fallow ground, which seems like it has some very good possibilities. Standing committee meetings, May 28th. I don't think anything unusual there. Eastern DDL Memorandum of Intention Implementation Committee, May 22nd, was here. It's a good discussion. It's some very positive things going on, and I think the group is doing well, and I appreciate Eastern's leadership on that. Outreach meeting with April to get a sense of what's going on in my area. There's a lot, and it seems like it's going really well, and I appreciate that. And then update with general manager. So always a good discussion. There's always a lot going on. Appreciate that opportunity.
All right, and for me, I attended the Maria Valley Hispanic Chamber of Commerce installation event. It was a pretty good evening, and I was actually recognized as the public representative for the year. So I have a nice little glass thing. I won't give that to the district.
A glass thing? How was that?
I don't know. I attended the Marine Valley Chamber Wake Up, and the sponsor was the Riverside Medical Center, and the speaker was Cal Baptist Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs, as well as we received a number of updates from school and city officials. I attended the update with the general manager on May 29th. That's always enlightening. I attended the May 30th Solar Cup recognition event, and yes, Ron did a great job, and it's a great program. I'm glad we're involved with it. Yesterday I attended WRCOG, and among things that occurred, issued public service agreements, approved a budget, and probably more importantly, two things. One is we today changed the TUPTI calculation handbook as it relates to HiQ logistics, so they have more of an impact, so they pay a slightly higher fee. And then Bonnie is recommended for, Bonnie Wright is recommended for our chair for next year. Kevin Bash for vice chair, and second vice chair, Kelly Ciarto, mayor of Marietta.
Terrific. Okay.
All good.
All right. On mine, on May 21st was a SAFA meeting. One of the major things, I think, was we're going to completely redo the boardroom or the meeting room at SAFA, and so there was quite a presentation there on what we're going to do. The EMWD tour facility that we did with T. Milford Harrison, who's a board member at San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District, also a new SAFA commissioner, so it was it was a great tour, and he's been telling everybody it's a great tour and amazed at what EMWD does. I attended on May 29th the Paris and Menifee Student of the Year event, which was actually a lot of fun. There were five young people that got scholarships. There were four young ladies, and one male was represented in that five. But to say something for the young man who got an award, he got a full ride scholarship to Princeton. Princeton, which was worth about $300,000, which was quite a nice award. On May 30th, I had an update with the general manager, which is always informative, and I truly enjoy that breakfast. The Solar Cup recognition event, it was really nice to have four directors there. We made the apology for Director Record because he's always busy, and because he's the Metropolitan Water District person that puts this event on, and so it was nice, and kind of a wet eye when this was Malia's last event, and she did an outstanding job. I went to the Orange County Water Summit on May 31st, last Friday. I thought it was very informative, and the presentation video that's usually done by Fritz Coleman is just excellent. And apparently they're going to make that available to us so that we could maybe use that in some community event or whatever, because it's very professionally done and very nice. Yesterday's Santa Ana Watershed meeting, the primary thing was that we're going to go out and see what's available out in for legal representation for the district or for the commission, and that was it. So with that, Counselor, do we have reason for closed session today?
We do, Mr. Chair. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, one item of existing litigation, San Diego versus Metropolitan.